And even some of the opportunist opposition have fed into the dangerous narrative that Ireland is full, despite the fact that our population still hasn't yet returned to pre-famine levels, and despite the fact that we have over 150,000 vacant homes in this country. There is no doubt that the government is using this rise in racism in order to protect itself. Culture wars are in this government's interest because it stops communities organising around the things that actually matter to them, like housing and unemployment and employment and even the climate crisis. As long as we are pointing the finger at immigrants and asylum seekers, we are not organising around the things that matter and are not pointing the finger towards those who are actually at fault. The reality is that if every migrant left Ireland tomorrow, we would still have a housing crisis, a cost of living crisis and a crisis in our healthcare system. In fact, our healthcare would probably be even worse because most of our economic migrants that actually work there and keep it functioning.